time for tea over there and water and come back to conversation. To 11:30, end of I have a paper from Khong Sak. Dr. Khong Sak, he came visit me about last week. Yeah, he gave to me. It's very, very important for practice, inside practice. But I would like to Natasha reading for benefit of practice too. Very important. Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be reading the Dynamic Rhythmic Meditation of Longpo Tien by Dr. Khong Sak. What is the meaning of life, Master? A medical student asked. I am not, I have not, I simply watch. Am not, have not, anything nor anything. Aware of the body awakens one's body. Aware of the mind awakens one's mind. Observe body, sees mind. Observe thought, sees the truth, or Dharma. Observe action, sees Nirvana. Observe changing nature, sees the ultimate. Technique to such realization. The Four Foundations of Mindfulness, Satipatthana Sutta. The Satipatthana Sutta is the source of insight meditation as taught by the Buddha. The Four Postures. Again, bhikkhus. When walking, a bhikkhu is aware that I am walking. When standing, he is aware that I am standing. When sitting, he is aware that I am sitting. When lying down, he is aware that I am lying down, or he is aware accordingly, however his body is disposed. Full self-awareness. Again, bhikkhu. A bhikkhu is one who acts in full self-awareness when going forward and backward, who acts in full self-awareness when looking ahead and looking sideways, who acts in full self-awareness when flexing and extending his limbs, who acts in full self-awareness when wearing his robes and carrying his outer robe and bowl, getting dressed, who acts in full self-awareness when eating, drinking, chewing, and tasting, who acts in full self-awareness when defecating and urinating, who acts in full self-awareness when walking, standing, sitting, falling asleep, same as the four postures, but more unique with being aware of other subtle movement to be singled out as full self-awareness, waking up, talking, and keeping silent. In this way, he maintains his observation of the body as a body internally, or he maintains his observation of the body as a body externally, or he maintains his observation of the body as a body both internally and externally. He maintains his observation of the body in its arising as a norm, or maintains his observation of the body in its decaying as a norm, or he maintains his observation of the body both its arising and decaying as norms. Besides, his mindfulness is firmly established that the body exists as simply but bare awareness, and simply for establishing mindfulness. He is free from craving and concepts, and no longer clings to anything in the world. And that is how a bhikkhu is reflecting upon the body as a body. The keys: perseverance, self-awareness, mindfulness of the body, feeling, mind, mental phenomena will free one from liking or disliking. Goal: with mindfulness awareness, one would witness the true nature of things as they really are. For example, the three universal marks, characteristics of existence. 1. Impermanence. 2. Imperfection, non-living and living, suffering. 3. Not self, selflessness, insubstantiality. This will result in disenchantment, discernment, detachment, and finally liberation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
John,
you can talk
about something for explain a little bit more.
Okay. I've been thinking about the first foundation of mindfulness, being mindful of your body, being aware of what your body is, being aware of what your body is doing, and one of the goals in this practice is to become more and more aware all the time of what your body is doing. I see looking out at all of nature, I see that everything is, I think, see that everything is changing. I look out at a plant, a flowering plant, and I see in the same plant there are new green shoots and flowers arising, and yet at the same time some of the flowers in the same plant are obviously dying and wilting away. We can see this if we pay attention to our own bodies. Our own bodies are the same way, part of nature. At the same time, our fingernails and hair are growing, and our bodies are constantly being renewed. At the same time, our bodies are, well, let's face it, our bodies are decaying at the same time. I've been more conscious of this lately. I was visiting my 93-year-old mother-in-law in the hospital, and she had she had a blood clot in her lung that was life-threatening potentially. And when the kindly doctor came to speak to her, part of his job was to explain end-of-life issues to her. He was very straightforward. He said, "You're 93 years old. It's possible that you will not survive this blood clot that could kill her." And he asked her straightforwardly, but in a kindly way, if things don't go well here, do you want to be kept alive by extraordinary means? Do you want to be hooked up to machinery to keep you alive? And I had thought that my mother-in-law was very, very fearful about the end of life, but the way she responded to it was, she straightforwardly looked at him and said, "I'm 93, I've had a great life. I don't want to live like that." So I really liked her spirit. I think I'm kind of rambling and getting off topic a little bit, but being aware of what your body is feeling and what your body is doing, how your body is acting, is one of the three foundations of mindfulness. I kind of forget what the other three are. My memory is going.
I never remember.
Only two.
But the idea through this practice is that, as Lisa says, you just do this and you know it, you do this and you know it, you do this and you know it, then that's all there is. Knowing what your body is doing. In this practice, we also get to know what our minds are doing, and we get to know how to keep our minds and body in the same realm. We don't want our minds flying around and paying attention to useless stuff. We want our minds to pay attention to what our bodies are doing so that we can live a more skillful life. So the idea is just to pay attention to whatever you're doing, and through meditation, you can learn to pay attention to what your mind is telling you, pay attention to what your body is feeling, and over time, with some patience, you can get to be a more useful human being. There are just so many benefits to following this practice that could probably talk for an hour about it, but you can find out for yourself if you have some determination and patience to keep at it. You will, it's a wonderful tool for self-improvement, even though there's no self.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
Any questions? Let me know. Someone had this, it had a problem.
Let me know. Sometime you can practice by yourself. If you don't understand, you can talk to someone, talk to John, talk to me. Let me know something problem. Okay. Any question?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, 5 minutes. Natasha, reading the paper, the bhikkhu. Bhikkhu is mean monk. There are a lot of monks. The Buddha talked to them, said to the monks, bhikkhu, bhikkhu is the monk, meaning of monks. Monk is mean the, who see the danger in the world, see the suffering. Danger, oh, no suffering. Same the fire. The fire is burning the ear, eye, nose, tongue, and body. The mind too. Burning, burning, burning. Oh, I see, I see. Take off the fire. Control the fire. 911 call. Call 911. Help me, in burning. As John said, that someone did go to the hospital, sickness. Oh, I don't want to live, I want to die, I want to go away. My life is suffering. I want to go to heaven, to go Nirvana. To go to David the God. We are believe in the heaven, in the non-suffering, in the permanent, in the eternal life. I like eternal life. It's very, very important. Eternal life. No come, no go. No birth, no die. No death. Good. Okay, and for the
Thank you all for coming.
Thank you, Ajanda.
Thank you.